Bernie Sanders mocked for claiming 48 senators should overrule 52. Same Democrat math that turns $3.5 trillion into $0. By Joshua Klein on October 1, 2021. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, IVT, was mocked online Friday after suggesting that only two senators, rather than a current total of 52, are seeking to defeat 48 others, some ridiculing the 80-year-old's poor math skills while others blasting his determination to destroy America to achieve his socialist aim. In the tweet, Sanders, a self-described Democratic socialist, argued that two senators cannot be allowed to defeat what 48 senators and 210 House members want, in reference to Democrat Senators Joe Manchin, WV, and Kyrsten Sinema, Oz, refusal to back the Democrats' exorbitant $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Sanders made no note of the 50 Republican senators who also refused to back the price tag for the social spending package, urging to stand with the working families of our country and combat climate change. He added, "We must delay passing the infrastructure bill until we pass a strong reconciliation bill." Left-wing editorial cartoonist Matt Worker even designed what he described as a more accurate map of our political geography to show the outsized influence of a couple senators. In response, many conservatives took to Twitter to ridicule the Vermont senator and independent. Lol, in other words, how can we let this pesky democracy get in the way of our socialism? Wrote Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX. But yeah, you guys definitely aren't power-hungry tyrants or anything, he added. Total right-wing talking point. Here go the socialists complaining about democracy again, wrote Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY. Actually, it's me and 51 other senators from both sides of the aisle standing in between you and your radical agenda, wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. I stand for freedom, she added. But 52 senators can defeat your big government socialism, wrote Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN. The American people won't stand for another power grab from a vocal minority, he said. Hey, if it's since Sanders thinks House and Senate minorities should always win against the majority party, who are we to complain? Wrote Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM. Bernie. Taking objection to the filibuster to a whole new level, wrote Representative Chip Roy, RTX. 52 senators can and should be able to defeat this radical socialist reshaping of our country, wrote Representative August Pfluger, RTX. It's actually 52 opposed. That's called democracy, which I know this socialist hates, wrote Republican National Committee, RNC, co-chair Tommy Hicks. Democrats do not have a mandate to force this radical spending bill onto Americans, he added. Amazing that after 30-plus years in Congress, Bernie Sanders still doesn't understand how democracy works, wrote former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley. This is the problem with communism. Comrade Sanders forgets that 48 senators and 210 House members are not majorities in either chamber, wrote Donald Trump Jr., the older son of former President Donald Trump. In fact, if this is true, the Republicans should get whatever they want because there are 212 House Republicans and 50 Senate Republicans, he added. It's not two senators. It's two Democratic senators plus 50 Republican senators, wrote conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. That's called a 52-48 majority, he added. Typical communist, wrote conservative political commentator Ian Miles Chung. Sanders unpersoned the 50 Republicans who stand against the 48 Democrats. Maybe at Bernie Sanders would have been against socialism if he knew math? Wrote the Reagan Battalion. Marxist says what? Wrote political commentator Monica Crowley. Isn't the idea that 48 of 100 must dictate policy an attack on democracy? Asked columnist Kurt Schlichter. Insurrection. Brilliant. This is the kind of Democrat math that turns a $3.5 trillion price tag into zero, wrote Fox News anchor Steve Hilton. We must destroy America so that we can build back better, wrote author and radio host Eric Metaxas. Where's my soup? The communist isn't particularly good at math, wrote immigration lawyer Matthew Colkin. The correct answer is 52 senators, senator, he added. This is hilarious, wrote former President Trump's re-election campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh. By Bernie's own math, 48 senators and 210 House members are minorities in both chambers, he added. File this one under socialists not understanding math, wrote the Young Conservatives of Texas. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.